He kissed her fiercely, and with one strong, masterful stroke, he drove himself deep inside her. Julian threw his head back and growled at the warm, sleek heat of her body welcoming his. The feel of it shook him so profoundly that even his bottom lip quivered. Dear God, she felt even better than he had imagined. And he remembered what she had said to him. "I don't want to live without you. Didn't you understand that, Julian? I can't live without you." His breathing, ragged, he looked down at her face as he felt her body so warm and tight around his shaft. He ran his hand down her arm to capture her hand in his grip and hold it tight. "Am I hurting you?" "No," she said, her eyes warm and sincere as she brought his hand up to her lips and kissed it. "You could never hurt me by being with me."
"If I do, tell me, and I'll stop."
She wrapped her arms and legs about him. "You leave me before dawn, and I will hunt you down through eternity and beat you." Julian laughed, not doubting it for an instant. Grace ran her tongue along the column of his throat, delighting in the way he shuddered in her arms. He pulled his hips back ever so slowly, torturing her with his fullness, and then drove himself so deep into her body she felt the stroke all the way to her toes. She sucked her breath in at the incredible sensation of him filling her, of the lithe, agile power of his body thrusting against hers. Closing her eyes, she savored his muscles flexing against the entire length of her body. She wrapped her legs around his, delighting in the way the hair on his legs tickled hers. Never had she thought to feel anything like this. She could only breathe as she felt her love for him flow through her. He was hers. Even if he left her afterward, she would enjoy this one moment of pure bliss with him. Reveling in the powerful feel of him, she ran her hands over his back, down to his hips, where she urged him on. Julian bit his lip as she dug her nails into his back. How could such tiny hands have the power to break him? He'd never understand it, any more than he would ever understand why she loved him. He was only grateful for it.
"Look at me, Grace," he said, thrusting himself deep inside her again. "I want to see your eyes."
Grace stared up at him. His eyes were half-shuttered, and she saw how he savored the feel of her in the way he breathed and looked every time he rocked himself against her hips. She felt his stomach muscles contract against hers. Lifting her hips, she met his frenzied pace stroke for stroke. Never had she imagined anything feeling as good as he felt, sliding between her legs as he dipped his head down and kissed her deeply. Just when she could stand no more, her body burst in a thousand convulsions of pleasure. "Oh, Julian," she screamed, arching her body even more against his. "Oh, yes." He drove himself to the hilt and froze as she quivered around him. When Grace opened her eyes, she met his devilish smile.
"Liked that, did you?"
he asked, dimples flashing as he rotated his hips and gave her one luscious caress deep inside her.